T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looks like Florida's going to live to play another game, which is fine by Chris Mueller.
Might have a vested interest in a few of Florida's players scoring goals. Mike Hoffman, big fan of Mike Hoffman's today. Just great player. Just the kind of guy you want on
the team. He has a great shot. I would put his shot when he comes down the wing and lets it rip, that wrist shot. It's reminiscent of Kessel when he just, not a slapper, just, I'm going to skate in here and let it rip, strong wrist action, and beats goalies all the time that way. And so they're
better
up 3-1.
Better wrister than Ovechkin?
No. No.
So he's in that next tier down, below Ovechkin.
Yeah, they can score goals, Florida. And the Islanders are good at preventing them. So this is a styles make fights kind of series that looks like it's headed towards a game four. Game three tonight of Penguins and Canadiens. Our 93.7 The Fan Penguins columnist Bob Grove is our guest right now. Bob, what is your psyche? How are you feeling after watching the first two games of this series?
Well, I mean, I think the Penguins have had the better of the play, obviously, and if it weren't for Carey Price, they'd be up 2-0. So I think for the Penguins, it's just more of the same, except, you know, get a little bit more secondary scoring, at least some looks from the third line. They were a bit better in the second game, and obviously get something out of your power play if the Canadians keep trooping to the penalty box the way they are. But, I mean, I agree with Sullivan for the most part. There's a lot to like about the way they've played.
What do you think is the solution, or based on what you've seen, what's the solution to that power play then?
Well, you need more zone time. I mean, usually we end up complaining about their reluctance to shoot the puck, and that's not been the issue here. And they, you know, two different power plays in game two, they had 5 shots alone on each of those two. So they've been getting pucks to the net. But, you know, for me, the zone entries have not been good. I mean, I think when they're outside of the zone, they've looked really disorganized for me, which is kind of weird. I mean, so they need more zone time on the power play. They need to get in. You know, they've been winning their share of faceoffs, but they need to, when they need to enter the zone, they need to get in more efficiently. And the one thing I would say about the power play is simply this, and people, nobody's thinking about it really too much. I wrote about it a couple weeks ago on your website, but Gensel is in his career has only this year was he on the first power play unit. And he knows Crosby, and he knows Malkin. I get all that. But, you know, there's something to be said for familiarity with a power play unit. And you've had Letang and Hornquist and Crosby and Malkin as the mainstays for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then it was Kessel. So this was Gensel's year to come in, and he played 3 games with those 4 guys this season.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the exhibition game, they threw Schultz in, which was a whole different wrinkle. And then in game one, it was Zucker, not mm-hmm. Hornquist. So I would say that these 5 guys, if you put Gensel back in there with Hornquist, they've not spent hardly any time as a unit together.
Yeah.
And that becomes a factor. You know how those guys play. I get it that it's a power play, but they're, you know, there's something to be said for having that familiarity. And the Penguins right now, their first unit doesn't have it.
Yeah. So, Bob, then, would you put those 5 guys out there and hope that they find chemistry, or would you use a different set of players on the first power play unit?
No, I'd put those 5 guys, the 5 guys I mentioned, Gensel and Hornquist with the others, and just put them out there and let them play and work on the zone entries, and it'll take care of itself because Malkin's going to start scoring sooner or later. And Price, my God, has he been good. But I don't think he's going to perform at this level for, you know, 5 straight games.
Bob, we know the Penguins are a very good 5-on-5 team. I actually am wondering if all this, like the way these games are being called is, it seems like, by the rules for once. You're getting a ton of penalties, stick fouls. I know. Referees are not doing the time-honored tradition of not just swallowing
the
whistles.
Well, that's because it's a qualifier and not playoff hockey, Chris.
Right. Well, instead of swallowing the whistles, Bob, they're just failing. You know what? They're just like blowing them constantly. Do you think that's actually hurting the Penguins a little bit because the power play, by extension, has been so bad?
Well, no, I don't, because, you know, it's benefited the Penguins because of their discipline. You know, and they've only given the Canadiens 5 chances in 2 games. I mean, so that's helped them. They've been disciplined, and it's paid off for them. So, but, you know, I'm glad you brought up the even strength scoring, because that's a place where they need to do better. They absolutely just, I mean, you know, as I said, they're not getting anything out of the bottom of the lineup. Nothing. And I will say this, guys. I have gone back and looked at this a couple of different times.
Okay.
And you know, the frequency of power plays that you get in the playoffs, you know, this general feeling like it goes down in the playoffs, it does not.
Okay.
It's generally the same, or it even goes up more frequently than it goes down.
Interesting.
So, yeah. No, I mean, I looked at the Penguins' numbers, and over the last, I don't have them in front of me, but most of the time, it's the same or a little bit greater. They actually get more chances in the playoffs. So, you know, but to your point, which is a good one, let's talk about the even strength scoring, because they're not getting enough of it.
Bob Grove, Penguins columnist, 93.7thefan.com, longtime Penguins observer, our guest here. Bob, what about the third line is leaving you empty, an empty feeling about the way they're playing? And that gets me also to, would you make a lineup change in your bottom six for this game tonight?
Well, I don't think Sullivan's going to make any lineup changes. If he didn't make one after game one, for me, I'd be stunned if he made one for game three, having won. Now, that said, what bothers me about the third line, number one, unfamiliarity. These guys have never played before together before. And number two, Jared McCann right now, for me, has just lost all his confidence with the puck. He's lost it. I mean, he's the only forward on the team that doesn't have a shot in this series.
Wow.
And there's nothing happening with that line. So they don't, you know, you can say, well, they don't know each other and all that other stuff, but they're not getting possession. You know, Marlowe's ice time is obviously, it's an adjustment that he has to make. You know, he's playing 10 minutes a game, and I looked that up 4 years ago in San Jose. He was playing 19-plus. So as he gets older, obviously his ice time is going to go down, but it's gone down dramatically. I mean, he's playing half as much as he used to. That's an adjustment for any guy. And he's not seeing, you know, he's killing penalties, but they're not killing many. And he doesn't get any power play time. I'd put him on the second unit instead of McCann right now on the second power play unit. But those three guys have got to do better. And I don't think you're going to get much out of the fourth line, but it'd be nice if they'd pitch one in too.
Bob, how do you explain a player like McCann, who I think most Penguins fans really like his game? I think the team really holds him in pretty high esteem by and large. How does a guy like that just lose his confidence? How do you get it back? How have you ever seen players get it back in those situations?
Well, they get it back by scoring, you know, and I don't know how it's happened, but, you know, he comes into the playoffs, what, 22 games without a goal?
Yep.
And,
that's,
you know,
right.
you can make a case that, okay, but can he contribute other things? Like, for instance, he's been really good in the circle lately, and that's not a strength of his. He's been good in the series, and he was good late in the season, so that's good. But I just need to see him. I see, you know, he's just not noticeable at all. So he's not distributing the puck. You know, you don't notice him as much defensively away from the puck, like playing the body or doing anything. I just don't see anything out of him. And I don't know if it's maybe he needs to throw a couple of hits, maybe he needs to block a couple shots, or certainly he needs to score a goal. I think that could be the thing that turns it around. And if they look, guys, if the Canadians stop trooping to the penalty box and more of the game is played at even strength, that might benefit the Penguins in the sense that now that third line is going to get more ice time. And so let's see, maybe they can get it turned around.
Bob, what do you equate or what do you credit Carey Price's strong play to? What about his goaltending have you noticed that has made him play at such a high level for these first two games?
Well, it's always the same thing for me with him. It's number one, it's positioning. He's rarely out of position. And number two, it's, you know, you've heard goalies referred to as quiet or kind of noisy or loud or too active. And certainly, you know, Fleury comes to mind, right?
Yep.
Carey Price is the quietest of all time for me. I've never seen a guy that just plays within himself. I mean, just no extra movements. There's just the movements he needs. He reads the play. He's in the strong position all the time. You know, that's why you need bodies, and you need deflected pucks, and you need second chances. You need defensemen getting shots through and then rebounds, because he's human like every other goaltender, and that's where the challenges start coming in. And I think if the Penguins can get a lead in this game tonight, it'll be big because the Canadians, look, we all know one thing about them. They don't score much, and they're showing you why in this series. And if you get a lead on them tonight and they start to feel a little heat about they got to start scoring, they're already feeling it, it might open them up for some defensive mistakes, and they might start pushing when they shouldn't.
Bob, what was your impression of Matt Murray's performance in Game 2?
Just terrific. Just absolutely terrific. I mean, confident, you know, looking large, not giving up the same kind of rebounds that he gave up. Didn't give a ton of them in Game 1, but a couple that he probably shouldn't have. So he just seemed to clean his game up, and he looked really on top of it, much like we've seen him play in the playoffs before.
Bob, your confidence here, are you thinking it's going to go the distance, or are you feeling like the Penguins will, now that they've won a game, they'll get to their quote-unquote game in Games 3 and 4?
Yeah, I picked them in 4, and I'm not moving off that. I like the way they've played. You know, some things went wrong for them in Game 1. But I like them in 4 games. I think they're in good shape.
All right, Bob.
Bob, go
ahead, Chris.
Oh no, I was just going to flip the usual question on you this way. Normally, we would maybe ask who's a Penguins player to watch tonight in this game. How about who's a Canadiens player to watch for being so bad that the Penguins could maybe exploit them? Joel Armia, I thought, should have been a 3-stars guy in the Penguins locker room. They should have given him that fireman's hat or whatever it is. He was terrible in Game 2.
Yeah, he was too many penalties, et cetera. You know, maybe Drouin, as you know, is a guy who's seemed to be struggling a little bit for them. And, you know, whereas there were a lot of questions about Kotkaniemi coming in, I think he's answered a lot of them. He's looked pretty good. But Drouin has not looked as good. So there's a guy there that might be pressing.
There you go. Bob Grove, read him at 93.7thefan.com. Follow him at BobGrove91. Thank you so much, Bob. Enjoy the game tonight.
Hey, you too. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.